The top five at five.
House Republicans say FBI whistleblowers told them the FBI used anti-terrorism tactics to target parents who spoke out at school board meetings against COVID and mask mandates. Russia's former president Thursday warned continued supplies of arms to Ukraine would lead to nuclear escalation. Unconfirmed reports that China's leader is being forced to step aside following an apparent coup following a meeting of China's ruling party Politburo Standing Committee. With consumer prices hovering at a 40-year high, residents of President Biden's own home state are pointing the blame on him. The head of the NYPD's PBA blasting a call for reduced sentences for two suspects who allegedly firebombed an NYPD van during Black Lives Matter protests. Here's everything you need to know. House Republicans say they have evidence FBI whistleblowers indicate the FBI used anti-terrorism tools to investigate parents critical of school boards, COVID-19 and mask policies. That despite assurances from U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland to lawmakers that such practices would not take place. Representative Jim Jordan, the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, said the FBI's counterterrorism division created a threat tag to track investigations into parents who spoke out at school boards in opposition to vaccine and mask mandates, even though they were exercising their First Amendment right to free speech. Here's Jordan and AG Merrick Garland sparring during a hearing back in October.
First sentence of your memo, the very first sentence, you said, in recent months, there's been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, threats of violence.
Yes.
When did you first review the data showing this so-called disturbing uptick?
So I read the letter, and we have been seeing over time threats.
Whoa. I didn't ask you. So you read the letter. That's your source?
The Ohio congressman said the use of the threat tag followed a controversial memo the U.S. Justice Department released on October 4th, 2021, in response to the National School Boards Association's appeal to use counterterrorism tools, including the Patriot Act, to target parents at school board meetings. A threat of nuclear attacks by Russia. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, Thursday warned that the pumping of Ukraine by NATO countries with weapons brings the risk of the conflict turning into a full-fledged nuclear war. Medvedev, who is now the deputy chair of Russia's Security Council, wrote in a Telegram post that such an escalation would be a catastrophic scenario for everyone. Here's Russia's former foreign minister, Andrei Kozyrev.
He is rational, like one, like two plus two, four.
Okay.
It does not mean that he is smart, but he is rational. And a rational guy who likes the life, he will not start the nuclear suicide.
The message comes about a week after Russia's foreign ministry claimed Moscow will not unleash nuclear weapons during the war in Ukraine, despite top officials' threatening rhetoric. The conflict began February 24th. Well, a blockbuster out of China. There are unconfirmed rumors in China and among overseas Chinese media indicating that Chinese President Xi Jinping will step down. It's over draconian COVID-19 lockdowns in Shanghai and elsewhere. The rumors followed a meeting of China's leadership group last week, the Party Politburo Standing Committee. Tobias Elwood is a conservative member of the British Parliament and chair of the House of Commons Defense Select Committee, speaking on Express.co.
I fear that President Xi is now going to become more powerful than Chairman Mao, and whether he is returning and recognizing that there is a more peaceful, but also more collaborative world that everybody benefits from by opening up properly to the West rather than what they've done.
According to a YouTube video May 4th by a Canadian-based blogger, Lao Deng, a coup was launched against Mr. Xi at a meeting of senior party leaders in Beijing. Consumer prices continue to hover at a 40-year high. New personal price index figures for April show inflation jumped 11% in April year over year. The Biden administration is taking heat from consumers in President Biden's own home state of Delaware. People from President Biden's home state told Fox News it's all Biden's fault.
President Biden, he's the cause of this. If he would have opened up the pipeline and didn't bow down to the hyper-climate control activists, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in today.
The Biden administration blames strong consumer demand, pandemic-related supply chain issues, and Russia's war in Ukraine. Lighter sentences requested for two suspects who firebombed an empty NYPD van, this during Black Lives Matter protests during the 2020 Black Lives Matter riots. Sound there of the actual firebombing of that van. NYPD PBA president is Pat Lynch. He is blasting the request, asking the judge to impose as stiff a sentence as possible. During hearing in Brooklyn Federal Court in October 2021, 35-year-old Colin Ford Mattis and 33-year-old Uraj Rahman faced 10 years in prison. They now face just 2 years in jail. In a letter filed Tuesday, their former lawyers had their terrorism charges reduced to conspiracy to commit arson due to a plea deal based on the defendant's lack of criminal history. Prosecutors want the pair to be given between 18 and 24 months behind bars. The sentencing judge, though, has the discretion to impose a sentence of up to 5 years.